Here's your KNDY weather ology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, rain showers, possible thunderstorms in the upper 50s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, we'll continue with showers likely, again, possible thunderstorms lower to mid 40s with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, cooler temperatures in the upper 50s around 60. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with frost mid 30s, and Saturday, partly sunny skies. Right now, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Thursday. Kansas Governor Lori Kelly says she's still considering releasing some Kansas inmates early because of the coronavirus pandemic, even though an outbreak of hundreds of cases has one prison under quarantine. Kelly confirmed last week that the state moved six inmates into house arrest before being forced to stop early release because of an outbreak at the Lansing Correctional Facility. As of yesterday, 609 inmates and 88 staff members there were infected. The state saw a 5.1% increase in coronavirus cases, largely because cases in the prison's home county jumped. A Northeast Kansas school teacher is being charged with having a sexual relationship with a student. WIBW reports that court records filed this week show Anthony Kuckelman of Lawrence is charged with three felony counts of unlawful sexual relations with a student while he taught at McClouth High School. The alleged crimes occurred between December of 2017 and March of last year. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
A man already banned from doing autopsies in the Sunflower State is now barred from providing services related to the coronavirus pandemic. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt said this week he's issued a temporary restraining order prohibiting Sean Parcells of Leawood from offering any services related to the human body. Schmidt says Parcells formed new businesses and websites offering consulting on the coronavirus that violated the state's consumer protection laws. Parcells' attorney says he won't appeal the temporary restraining order. Last year, Parcells was accused of performing illegal autopsies and billing for autopsies that he didn't conduct. He's facing criminal charges and a lawsuit over those autopsies. Emergency crews overnight responding to a possible drowning in Augusta. Our news partner, Cake TV, reports the Butler County Sheriff's Office said around 7:30 last night, a boy attempted to walk over the Osage Dam and fell in. Crews have not located the boy as of early this morning. More details expected later. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Thursday. The Butler County Sheriff's Office with a search last night underway following a report of a 19-year-old falling into the Walnut River near Augusta. KWCH-TV reports the Sheriff's Office said the man was with at least two other people walking along the river when he decided to go for a swim. The man took off his shirt and laid his cell phone down before he jumped into the water. A landowner discovered the belongings and called 911 around 7:30 last night. Search crews were dispatched to the area and a boat was put into the water. water. The sheriff said last night the operation remained a rescue effort as opposed to a recovery effort. Police in Wichita have arrested a department employee on suspicion of possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Police spokesman Charlie Davidson said that officers contacted the 38-year-old employee on Saturday after a tip about his alleged involvement with illegal narcotics. Police say he resigned from the department the day of his arrest. Mid-American at Work News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Event cancellations continue to grow as organizers of the annual Big Blue Barbecue in Marysville announced that event planned in June will be canceled. The AutoFest car show in conjunction with the barbecue had earlier been suspended. Some activities will be carried forward as part of the Pony Express Gravel Dash in Marysville, which is slated now for Saturday, October 17. The Big Blue Barbecue is scheduled to resume the summer of 2021, planned for June 4th and 5th. The annual Mother's Day Market in Marysville this weekend has been suspended for this year. Hanover Days of 49 this summer will be canceled. Washington County Fair officials Wednesday updated status with plans to host the fair as scheduled, if at all possible, considering regulations. They ask everyone move forward as usual, with fair books to be made available online with details on classes and rules. They note that most livestock projects, among others, are already underway and should proceed. Marshall County Fair Association had earlier announced that a final decision is planned July 1st. Nemaha County Fair officials had visited with county commissioners recently, indicating they plan to move forward with the county fair if possible this summer. The first candidate to file for the Kansas House 106th District, Dan Tallman of Washington, has withdrawn his candidacy. Tallman cited significant economic changes driven by the COVID-19 crisis as affecting his family newspaper operation, the Washington County News, being the force driving his decision. Two other candidates have announced their candidacy since his initial filing, Lisa Mosier of Wheaton and John Unger of Marysville, announcing for the post currently held by Bill Panbacker of Washington. The Marshall County Helping Hands Food Pantry resumes regular hours Thursday from 3 until 5:30 this week with curbside pickup plan. The Harvester's Mobile Food Pantry, in cooperation with Axel United Methodist Church this Friday, is canceled. April 29th, Jennifer Nooch of Morrillville was arrested on pending charges of mistreatment of a dependent adult and theft by deception. Jennifer Nooch was held at the Washington County Jail until release on $5,000 bond. Second half 2019 property taxes are due May 10th. Payments can be mailed or dropped off at drop boxes at the county courthouses. Payment by phone and credit card is also accepted with a handling fee involved. Kansas property taxes due May 10th. That deadline has not been extended. Harold D. Myers, age 79, of Washington, passed away April 27th. Private graveside service Friday at the Morrillville, Kansas Cemetery. The broadcast live Friday, 10 a.m. on the Ward Funeral Home Facebook page. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Harold Myers. Julie A. Poley, age 54, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Private graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Service broadcast on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Julie Poley. Robert A. Berquist, age 79, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Service is Friday, 11 a.m. at the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Service will be available live on Facebook. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Berquist. George F. Galliseth, age 93, of Beatrice, formerly of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Private family graveside service Friday at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Memorial service will be held at a later date. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 till 7 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for George Galliseth. Janice J. Adams, age 79, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Memorial service to be held at a later date at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5:30 until 7 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Janice Adams. William D. Willie Schwindeman, Sr., age 85, of Marysville, passed away April 9th. Graveside funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Willie Schwindeman, Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, taco salad with lettuce and tomato, Mexican rice, French bread, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Reconnect with Mom in a special way this year. Find her the perfect card from Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. A card can say so much, and Hallmark Mother's Day cards are 40% off. Then let Mom enjoy her outdoor spaces even more with garden decor 25% off. Reflections is open 10 to 3 Monday through Saturday now, so stop on in today. It's more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a cold front that's going to move in across the central parts of the Midwest, as well as a low pressure system to the west, bringing us some rain showers, maybe a few rumbles of thunder today and into tonight. We'll see dry weather for tomorrow into tomorrow night. We have another low pressure system coming down from Canada. That's going to bring more chances for some rain showers Saturday night. Otherwise, we are going to see cool conditions out there, especially as we head into Friday night, in which we could see some frost into the early morning hours as we head into Saturday. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, increasing clouds, rain showers likely, possible thunderstorms, upper 50s, wind gust at 20. Tonight, showers likely, again, possible thunderstorms, lower to mid 40s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper 50s, around 60. Tomorrow night, clear with frost, mid 30s, and Saturday, partly sunny in the mid 60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 74. Record high on this date, 93, set in 2014. A low this morning of 38 snapped a 1992 mark of 40. The average low is 52. Sunset this evening, 8:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:17. 38 degrees again. Sunny skies. Winds are light. Pretty good band of showers. Some embedded thunderstorms in north-central Kansas, extending up into south-central Nebraska. Part of a long line of activity, Nebraska through Kansas down into Oklahoma. That activity tracking through Phillips, Smith counties of north-central Kansas. Heavier thunderstorms down around Osborne, points south and southeast. That will likely track our way yet this morning. Checking the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 7th of May. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Elsie Grace's is excited to see you. New spring merchandise has been arriving and is ready to shop on elsiegraces1.com. You know Mom wants all the fun decor, accessories, clothing, and kitchen stuff from Elsie Grace's for Mother's Day this year. And now it's easier than ever to shop. They even have pre-made gift baskets with complimentary fudge ready to send. Log on today and shop Elsie Grace's from anywhere.
The wheels in motion for the eventual return of sports. Hey everybody, Brian Clark with sports. Major League Baseball is reportedly taking steps towards starting up its season. The league plans to deliver a return to play proposal to the MLB Players Association within a week, according to ESPN. Some teams, like the Cleveland Indians, have begun telling their players to get ready. ESPN's Jeff Passan has more.
June 10th has been mentioned for the beginning of spring training. That's probably the earliest. July 1st has been mentioned as a day for opening day, potentially. That's probably the earliest it could happen.
This Friday, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and National Basketball Players Association head Michelle Roberts will host a call for all players, according to ESPN. Friday's the same day the leagues allow teams to begin reopening practice facilities for voluntary social distance workouts. The Trailblazers, Nuggets, and Cavaliers have told ESPN they plan to reopen Friday. The purpose of the call with Silver and Roberts is to address any concerns or questions that players may have. This is ABC Sports. As state officials start to lift social distancing requirements, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell sent a memo Wednesday to all 32 teams to announce the league's protocols for the gradual reopening of team facilities. The first phase would allow only 50% of non-player staff to return to the facilities. The proposed second phase would include players. The league expects teams to be ready to implement the first phase by May 15th. Also tonight, the NFL will announce its schedule for the 2020 season. Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre says he's going to pay back $1.1 million in Mississippi State welfare money he received for multiple speeches where no speech was ever given. Mississippi State Auditor Shad White said his office received $500,000 from the former NFL quarterback, and he said Favre plans to repay the remaining $600,000 in installments over the next few months. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Got your tax return? Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Well, Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. We're online at HoneymanAuto.com, home of quality and value.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Commodity price declines, supply chain disruptions, and coronavirus concerns pushed the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer down to a three-year low in April. The barometer recorded a reading of 96, marking the first time the barometer has fallen below 100 since October of 2016. It was 72 points below its record high just 2 months prior. The Ag Economic Barometer is based on responses from 400 U.S. ag producers, and this month's survey was conducted from April 19th through 24th. Producer expectations for current and future ag economic conditions also declined sharply. The index of current conditions suffered its largest one-month drop, down 39 points in April to a reading of 72, and the index of future expectations fell 18 points to a reading of 108. In the April survey, two-thirds of respondents indicated they were very worried or fairly worried about the impact of coronavirus on their farm's profitability. More than half said they anticipated applying for one of the federal government's COVID-19-related financial assistance programs. USDA announcing details of the $470 million in Section 32 food purchases to occur in the third quarter of this fiscal year, in addition to purchases previously announced. The purchases will provide additional support for producers and Americans in need in response to changing market conditions caused by the COVID-19. Secretary Perdue said USDA is in a unique position to purchase food and deliver them to hungry Americans who need it most. The Ag Marketing Service will purchase a variety of fruits, vegetables, meat, dairy, and seafood products. These purchases include 30 million of chicken, 120 million of dairy products, and $30 million of pork. Additionally, USDA will purchase $50 million of potatoes, another $50 million of turkey, $30 million of catfish, among others. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do? With your late model equipment, your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade. You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Hello and good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Stack, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we start the new day, let's first recap at how things finished up yesterday. That was a mixed to mostly lower day through the grains especially. However, the livestock had a whale of a day as we saw pretty much limit gains across the board. We saw June live cattle up the $3 limit to $89.47. August was also up $3 at the close to $95.45. Feeder cattle, same story, limit gains as May feeders up $4.50.
$4.50 to $1.24.10. August up the $4.50 as well to $1.32.75. And a triple-digit gain for lean hogs. May hogs up $1.95 to $68.10. June at $65.57. That was up $1.30. Into the grains we go, as mentioned yesterday, finishing mostly lower as May corn was down 1.25 cents to 3.11 3/4. July down 2 3/4 to 3.14 1/4. Wheat complex, including Chicago, Spring, and Kansas City wheat, all red. May KC wheat at 476.5. That was down 6.5. July at 477.5. Again, 6.5 cent drop. Soybeans, same story. Down 7 3/4 for May beans to 830.5. July soybeans down 7 to 832.5. May soybean meal also down 170 to 283.10. And soybean oil drops 45 points to 25.52. Cotton complex, however, did finish higher yesterday. May cotton up 92 points to 54.83, with July up 93 to 54.81. Into the energy markets, we see June crude oil to $23.99 yesterday. That was down 57 cents a barrel. July was currently at $25.62. That was down 87 cents. Unleaded gas dropped 2 cents a gallon, down to 87 cents. Heating oil and natural gas also in the red. June gold dropped $22 an ounce to $16.88.50, with silver down 7 cents to $14.98. And finally, as we wrap things up, the dollar index finished up 37 points yesterday to 100.13. Sam's back with the markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Important to agriculture is the Illinois River. A lot of grain and fertilizer and other agricultural products go up and down that river, and the river is going to be closed come July 1st for lock and dam repairs. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Back in August of 2018, I interviewed Tom Heinold with the Army Corps of Engineers in Rock Island, Illinois, talking about the plan to close down parts of the locks and dams along the Illinois River during the summer of 2020 for repair and replacement. So I thought it'd be a good time to check in again with the Army Corps of Engineers to see how that plan is coming along. And joining me is Alan Marshall, who's with the Army Corps of Engineers, talking to us today from Rock Island, Illinois. Alan, is the plan to start shutting down locks and dams in July still on track?
Yeah, well, everything's on track as of today. Things are still fluid and could change, but as of today, the consolidated closures on the Illinois Waterway are on schedule and will start around the first part of July.
Has COVID-19 impacted this in any way?
Not currently. The work is ongoing as far as making preparations for the closures. Again, that could always change, but as of today, we're on track.
And when will construction begin?
Well, there's a couple different dates. LaGrange Lock and Dam will start July 1st. Peoria Lock and Dam will start July 6th. Starved Rock Lock and Dam, July 1st. And Marsales Lock and Dam, July 6th. And then Dresden Island Lock and Dam is going to have a partial closure, which means there'll be a width restriction. And that partial closure starts the 6th of July. And then it'll have a full closure for a few weeks in October of this year.
Okay. So basically most of these start in July. And the expectation for completion is when?
Either late October or late September. So it varies by lot, but September 30th or October 29th are the projected dates for these to be completed.
And give us some idea of just how important the river is to the transportation of goods.
I guess the most important thing is the river is the most economically efficient way to transport goods. So The Illinois waterway in particular, you know, connects to the Mississippi River. So it's not only fueling a national economy eventually with these goods getting out to the Gulf and then over through the Panama Canal, you're actually fueling a global economy. So they're very vital to the American economy for sure.
And because of the need for some long overdue repairs and replacements, the river is going to be closed from July through September. Back after this.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Again, showers to our west, extending out of south-central Nebraska and north-central central Kansas. That activity tracking to the east will likely move across our way. And clouds and perhaps some shower activity. 38 degrees this morning in Marysville. Chilly start.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. While planning season schedule, the NFL has formulated a ticket refund plan for canceled games or those held without fans. In a memo sent to 32 teams by Commissioner Roger Goodell, obtained by the Associated Press this week, a uniform baseline for full refunds on any tickets purchased directly from the clubs was prepared. As for the secondary market, the league received pledges from Ticketmaster and SeatGeek to make full refunds available for all ticket sales with no more than 30 days of cancellation. StubHub, however, will do so only where required by state law. Former NFL quarterback Brett Favre is repaying $1.1 million in welfare money that he received for multiple speeches where he did not show up. Auditor Shad White said his office received $500,000 from Favre yesterday, plus a commitment that Favre will repay another $600,000 in installments over the next few weeks. Mid-America Network Sports.
May's Full Flower Moon shines tonight, an event that takes on special importance during planting season. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Dental benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 7th, the 128th day of the year. Actor Gary Cooper and Hall of Fame quarterback Johnny Unitas were born on this day, and May's full flower moon shines tonight. Since May is prime planting season for much of the country, the full moon is a pivotal time for those that believe that lunar cycles affects crops. Here's a refresher on the age-old practice of planting by a favorable moon phase. After tonight, planting will be by the dark of the moon or when the phase is growing smaller, best for below-ground crops. Planting when the moon is waxing or growing in illumination is best for above-ground crops. The next light of the moon planting opportunity will be after the new moon on the 22nd. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find our best planting dates chart online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Baby, what are we becoming?
It feels just like we're always running, rolling through the motions every day. I could lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. Seems like you could care less either way. What happened to that girl I used to know? I just want us back to the way we were before. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I didn't have nothing but a perfect simple kind of loving. Baby, those sure were the days. There was a time our love ran wild and free, but now I'm second guessing everything I see. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I still give you what you need? Take your breath away, light up a spark way down deep. Baby, do I?